Lesson 12, Compensation for Church Workers. Sandy and I worked for the church for several years. I know that there are many different thoughts about how church workers, missionaries, and other Christian workers should be paid. As in every area of life, let's see what the Bible has to say about recompensing those who do receive their wages from a church or free will offerings or a mission agency. Considering the following verses. Deuteronomy 25:4, you shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out the grain. Luke 10:7, Jesus says, the laborer deserves his wages. Paul refers to both of these verses when giving instructions concerning pastors in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 5:17-18. He writes, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages. It is okay to receive a legitimate wage even if you are a full-time Christian worker. There is nothing in Scripture to suggest that a servant of God should make less than every member of his church or parish. If you are being led to function in a similar capacity, do your best, but don't sell your talents or efforts short. You should expect to receive a livable wage. How much that amounts to in dollars and cents is up to those in your ministry, along with input from you and your spouse. When discussing your compensation, clear communication up front is critical. If possible, get all the proposals in writing. Parsonage. Our first home when working for a church was living in the parsonage. Looking back, I think it would have been better for our family if we had been able to live in our own house near the church, but not in it. We never felt like we had our own space as a family. Having church services and Bible studies in our living room took an emotional toll on the life of our young family. There are pluses and minuses to living in a building owned by the church, but my advice comes from experience. It is my opinion, and that of others I respect in the Lord, that if a portion of your salary package is living quarters, respectfully but firmly decline. When a church owns a parsonage or home that they give you in exchange for a significant part of your income, they win and you lose. The church has an appreciating asset. And if you leave in 5 years, they still own the home, which is increasing in value. You, on the other hand, have just lost 5 years of investing towards your retirement. Because for most people, their home or estate is what they will sell to provide income for their retirement years. My advice for those who are offered housing in lieu of salary is to say thanks, but no thanks. When considering the salary needs of a Christian worker, 1 Corinthians 9:1-14 is worth reading. I have chosen to print only a portion of this insightful passage. Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say these things on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain. Is it for oxen that God is concerned? Does he not speak certainly for our sake? It was written for our sake because the plowman should plow in hope and the thresher thresh in hope of sharing in the crop. If we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share this rightful claim on you, do not we even more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel, providing for priests. In the Old Testament, there's an exhortation to support the priests in Ezekiel 44:30. The first of all the first fruits of every kind and every contribution of every kind from all your contributions shall be for the priests, and you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough to cause a blessing to rest on your house. There is a similar encouragement found in Galatians 6:10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. If you are a member of a church body, endeavor to care for those who are serving in the church and other ministries as you would want to be supported if you were in their position. Even though I know that we need to be aware of charlatans, those wolves in sheep's clothing who abuse these verses, my experience has been mostly on the other end of the spectrum, with those who have not been cared for in an honorable fashion. These devoted, faithful workers are often overworked and underpaid. Despite a few who are abusing their position, let's not forget to do good to those who are laboring faithfully in God's vineyard. Let's pray. Once again, we ask you to help us to think biblically about this issue. While we know there have been those who have used their position in the ministry for their own gain, help us not to neglect those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises. Amen and amen.